Ephesus was Rome's capital of Asia, a marble port metropolis whose sea slowly left it. This walk runs downhill from the government terrace where the province was run to the Grand Avenue that once ended in water. The through line is water and power, who controlled each and what happened when one of them left. You're standing in an empty rectangle about 160 meters long, open to the sky. This was the state agora, the civic stage of the provincial capital, where official meetings were held, courts convened, and imperial ceremonies were staged. The upper city was the city of government, deliberately separate from the commerce below. The square was paved around 65 BCE by Timon, the market overseer. What you see on three sides are the outlines of colonnades that once surrounded it, roofed walkways, shelter from rain and heat, where citizens discussed politics and philosophers gathered students. The northern colonnade is often called the Stoa Basilica, a two-story hall, 168 meters long and 16 meters wide. It had two aisles and a central nave, the wide central space, divided by two rows of columns in the Ionic order, one of the three classical Greek styles with scrolls at the top. But the columns carried something unusual: bull's heads on two sides, 67 of them down the length of the hall. The bull's heads lengthened the support for the architrave, the main beam resting on the columns, allowing them to be spaced over 5 meters apart. The stoa was erected in 11 CE, sponsored by C. Sextilius Pollio, and dedicated to Artemis, Augustus, and Tiberius. It was the place of municipal activities, court proceedings, public meetings, because of its proximity to the Prytaneion, the seat of the city's rulers. In the middle of the square stood a temple platform. Its identification is contested, long called a temple of Isis based on artifacts found within its area, though the most recent interpretation claims it was a sanctuary of the Association of the Roman Citizens, erected in honor of Divus Caesar and Dea Roma, or Augustus. The statues of Augustus and Livia that once stood at the eastern entrance to the basilica are now in the Seltzuk Museum. The statues were not destroyed when the empire turned Christian, but christened, crosses carved into their foreheads. Ahead, the small theater shape was not for plays first. It was the boardroom of the city,